This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Ducks.
Yeah, definitely a team that's capable.
Huskies.
Certainly excited about using this time to really make it a one-game season.
Isaac and Soup.
You will have to take the good and the bad with it, and we already have.
Bud Light presents a Rivalry Week edition of Primetime with Isaac and Soup.
Nothing easier to enjoy than that. Bud Light. Easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Enjoy responsibly, 21 plus.
Rivalry Week with Isaac and Soup on the Odyssey app and 1080.
You're talking about your helmet every moment.
The Fan.
Hello?
Ahoy.
What it do?
Hey!
What's up? What is up? A little clunky.
I was waiting for more scores. That was riveting. I was on the edge of my seat. I paid for the whole thing, but I only needed the edge.
Yeah, it was a little clunky there, but we're going to blame Jason Swigart on that. It's usually his fault. So we're here. Hi.
We are here.
What are you guys doing?
A little late. But we're here.
How about that? They pulled that out.
Yeah. Well, I think A&M went like 2-for-18 down the stretch, and Oregon can hit free throws. So there you go.
I did not watch all of it, admittedly, but I did see a lot of it, particularly in the first half. And I am here to report to you, if you want a five-second post-game show.
I would love it, because we just had a half-hour post-game show that was riveting.
Well, here's 5 seconds more.
All right.
Those are the same exact teams, Oregon and Texas A&M.
Okay.
That's the same team.
And it was until the free throws
the same
at the
team.
End.
Yeah. All and right. They play 10 times. That's probably 6-4, 5-5. And I don't want to watch it.
The Duckies 6-0 and soon to be ranked.
Yeah.
So they finally beat someone.
Well, they play San Diego State tomorrow.
Yes.
And San Diego State beat Creighton today. I don't know if you saw that.
I did see that.
They looked pretty good. So
they knocked off the 21st ranked Creighton Blue Jays. So your Duckies, your Ducks,
my Ducks,
should be ranked
Sco Ducks.
Next week.
Yeah. Look at this. We're a basketball school now.
Well, it is a. I don't think there's a freshman really anywhere to be found. It is an upper-class team. A lot of transfers, and I think Shellstad and maybe Biddle are the only two like homegrown guys.
Can I give you another little tidbit on Texas A&M?
Please. I'm dying for more A&M tidbits.
Yeah. Well, they're one of the most experienced teams in college basketball.
Well, suck it. Their experience sucks. How about that? Sucks to suck.
So, nice win by the Duckies. Let's move on. Now, you may be wondering if the college football playoff rankings are out, but they are not.
No.
This is one of those days where they're waiting for between tournament games.
Yes.
So, it's going to be about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour.
Because later tonight, we got Rock Chalk against the Duckies.
Let's go. Great game.
Yes.
Not to bring it back to college hoops, but Kansas Duke.
We're all college hoops today.
Hey, I have a nugget. Now I've got a pregame
show. You've gone post to pre, everything in between.
Here is your Kansas.
ITN is coming. Is there anything you can't do?
No, the answer to that is no. But here is the Kansas Duke pregame show in 5 seconds.
Okay.
Tonight's game is in Vegas. Kansas is the number one team in the country. Mm-hmm. Duke is ranked 11. This is the first time in history that a number one ranked team has been an underdog to a team outside of the top 10.
Get right the hell out of town.
Thank you so much.
That is a fun little nugget.
That's my pregame show.
I like it.
Everybody enjoy the game. I'll be back tomorrow.
Yeah.
Dookie, with God knows what.
Dookie minus 4.5.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that?
Because they're damn good. Mm. They got a lot of freshmen, but they're really talented. Yeah.
That Cooper Flag guy.
Have you seen him yet?
Yeah, I watched him when he played the first one there. Who were they playing?
They played Kentucky and they played Arizona.
I watched the Kentucky game. That's the one. And he had a nice game. It's just that he had like the two really bad turnovers down the stretch.
Yeah.
But he was dominant until that point.
Well, he's a freshman.
Yes.
And I think the other two key guys at Duke are freshmen, so they're very inexperienced. Meanwhile, Kansas is the most experienced team in all of college basketball. So that's the interesting part of that matchup, too. But Duke is just loaded with talent. Yeah. I mean,
well, it's a nice night for college hoops because you got Kansas Duke, you got Auburn Carolina. That's 4 versus 12. Carolina had the big comeback. And then I think you get, 9 Alabama versus number 6 Houston. So it's a nice little night for if you like the college hoops.
Would you like an Alabama Houston pregame show?
I will.
Thank you so much.
Just give it to me all.
That is. The number, that is a matchup of top 5 offense versus top 5 defense, at least so far.
I did not know that.
Houston, obviously, the defense, in Alabama, the offense.
The other fun fact, the only college basketball fact that I will bring you is I find it hilarious that Duke, in their bitchy, whiny coach, UConn, lost again today, which I found.
Are they the new Duke?
Hilarious.
Have you just turned UConn into the new Duke?
I'm not going to lie.
Without even knowing it.
Look, here's my thing. When you win, it's like people just, you naturally gravitate to disliking them. And I don't dislike UConn during this run, but they are a blue blood. They have, they even say they run college basketball. But Hurley has really started to, I think, grasp the mantle of the most hated coach in America. He is beyond insufferable.
Yeah, so they lost to Colorado?
Yeah, they lost to Colorado, 72-73.
Good.
And just with each passing press conference and the more I hear from that guy, it makes me root against him more and more. And I am starting to turn a lot of my Duke hate north.
Okay.
I'm turning it up into Connecticut.
I love that for your journey.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, to be honest with you,
A lot of hate out of you.
I don't think a lot about Duke anymore. They just kind of, I'm like, yeah.
Well, come on. They're still hateable. I know.
They got the white freshman.
They got the new cocky, young, handsome coach.
I got plenty of hate for him. But until Duke starts winning more national titles, like, well, go Duke, go away.
Yeah.
I can focus my hatred up on UConn now.
All right. You guys, we got some sports. We got to get to some sports. But we are at In the News time, I think. You guys
ready? We are. It is right here.
It's ready for ITN?
Oh, well, I'm ready.
Are you a punk?
Am I a punk?
Yeah.
I'm going to need to define punk, like, because punk can be like a punk rocker or a punk as in you're like a tool.
Let me ask you this. Are you punk?
Oh, no.
No?
No, I'm not punk rock.
Well, if you are punk.
Don't you have to have like a mohawk or something for that?
Your Super Bowl has arrived.
To have like guyliner and all that?
That story next. But let's go to, I think Buck's ready. Are you ready? Are you okay in there?
Hey, we're good to go.
Are you sure? We're getting some negative texts on the
Text line. Think the way we just kind of came into our show messed with the Odyssey app, potentially.
No way.
And your camera was frozen on the YouTube stream, so I had to reboot everything.
An Odyssey station.
We should be flying now.
We
just had some guests in here, and we were showing them around, and I told them, they were like, oh, wow, that's really nice. They showed them the studio, and they're like, oh, that's really nice and spacious. That's way better than I thought. She said, I used to go to the old studios, like win tickets or whatever, and you guys were broadcasting out of like a phone booth, and I told her, I said, you know, that's true, but I'm telling you, these new studios don't hold a candle, technology-wise, to the old analog studios.
Yeah.
They were way better, and they sounded way better, and nothing ever went wrong.
Yeah, welcome to technology.
Now everything goes wrong. Everything's new, and it's haywire.
Apparently, the moment we went on the app, it went right to commercial.
You see what I mean? That wouldn't have happened in our old phone booth studio back in
McAdam. You had to press a lot of buttons, but now,
when the little switcher tossed us over from the Oregon game to our show, it confused the app.
The olden days.
Someone's bringing up an interesting point here, though. What if Dan Hurley and Kenny Dillingham got in the same room? Would their energy cause spontaneous combustion?
Well, I would like to remind you that Dan Hurley has a brother named Bobby Hurley.
Yes.
Who is quite insufferable himself.
Yeah.
And they grew up together.
Boy.
So.
You want to talk about a pair of brothers that I don't want to be in the same room with. That makes the Harbaugh brothers seem like the most rational human beings on the planet.
Yeah, I mean, they look nice compared to those two.
Harbaugh, by the way, was fun last
night. Great.
18 million people tuned into that.
Nice guys, those Harbaughs.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not. But anyway, I think Buck's ready to go, and we'll do In the News next. Here he is with SportsCenter. Well. All right, welcome back. Ducks over Texas A&M. They will play San Diego State tomorrow, so we'll be late on tomorrow as well. Hopefully it will go better than today.
little choppy.
The people are still worried about Buck. He sounds terrible again. It's been over a week.
Yeah, what is happening over there?
It's been a week.
Is Are you okay?
Yeah.
I feel fine. I just sound awful.
Yeah, this cat AIDS thing, it's...
And I feel like it. I come in sounding okay, and then as soon as I start projecting my voice, it all falls apart. So, could take a couple days off, though.
Radio's hard.
Yeah, you get some Thanksgiving off, and you know, maybe just shut up for a while. Maybe sit a...
That's the plan.
Sit a few plays out.
Do some drinking.
See what happens. Yeah, I think whiskey, like...
Whiskey will help.
Yeah, whiskey, maybe some bleach, you know? Maybe some UV light right in
there. Yeah, drink bleach.
Wash everything out. Yeah, don't do that, kids.
It is November 26, 2024. It's time now for In the News. I'm your noted newsman. Hello. Thank you. Please be seated. Please be seated.
Gotcha.
Please. Thank you. This is brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Today is Good Grief Day. I don't even know what that means. Like, that, good grief.
Who's that? That's good a Charlie grief. Brown thing, right?
Is it?
Wasn't Charlie Brown the good grief guy?
I don't know.
I think that's correct.
I think Charlie Brown would slap the old head and give you the good grief.
Is that where it started, though? Or did he just make it?
I don't know if that's... I doubt that he coined the phrase good grief. I'm guessing that comes from the olden days, whenever that was. I think that was on a Tuesday. But yeah, I think he probably made that popular. When I think of good grief, that was the first thing that popped into my
mind. How old was Charlie Brown? How old was he supposed to be?
I think we're talking probably in that 10 to 12 range.
Really?
Yeah. Because they had elementary school, you know, Peppermint Patty and all that, and the teacher, they sat in the little desks.
Yeah. And he just had the one little squiggly hair.
Yeah, he had the little curly Q.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty bald for a 10-year-old.
I know.
Felt kinda bad. Weird.
Kind of felt bad for him. But then Linus had, like, the stink lines and, you know.
I loved Linus.
Or that wasn't Linus.
Linus had the blanket.
Linus had the blanket, which again, I don't know who you feel bad for. The stinky kid, which is Pigpen. Or Linus, who had to walk around, suck his thumb in a blankie. You know that kid was getting his ass kicked on a day-to-day basis. And they're saying Charlie Brown, 8 years old.
He was eight?
He was eight.
Man.
Yeah, it's tough to be the bald kid with one curly Q. You know, that's...
You should do that with your hair.
I do have one patch that grows like right in front.
Dude.
It's like a horn.
Oh, yeah. Grow that ass out.
Just let that thing go. Comb it back.
Shave everything else. Yeah. And then put it in a ponytail.
Or spike it. You could be a unicorn.
Hell yeah. All right. Where was I?
I don't know
either. Oh, it was also
it was Good Grief Day.
National Cake Day. I don't know why.
Yeah, it seems like because it's
Thanksgiving.
Right. Yeah, Thanksgiving. But Thanksgiving, no one brings a cake to Thanksgiving, do they?
No, it's pies.
That's pie day.
Pies.
Because pie. Now I kind of want a pot pie.
Are you punk? That is the question I ask.
I'm going to say no. I don't think there's a whole lot about me that is
Who is punk. The most punk guy at the Fan?
Oh, God.
Is it Schulte? Well, he's a crooner. He's not punk.
Dude, Schulte is the least punk human being that's ever walked the planet.
Well, Fauxhawks, though.
Yeah, I was looking more at his... He's got the chains and the faux hawk.
Joe Fisher went to Fallout Boy recently.
The tats.
He wears... Schulte wears nothing but Mariner gear and listens to Michael Bublé.
That's a good one. Joe Fisher. Joe Fisher. He's pretty punk.
Yeah. Boy.
Are you going to weigh in on this?
We have set a terrible bar for... I'm just trying
Well, we don't have any... I mean, look.
Patrick Harris?
Yeah.
It would probably ish. Be Harris.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
It's not good, but I think it's the best that we're offering
well,
up.
Well, I mean, sports radio is not necessarily
no.
synonymous with punk.
No, I'm just...
Unless you're a punk.
I think if
and some of us are punks.
If we're having to go with it... Now that we could answer.
Who's the biggest punk at the Fan?
but P.
Oh,
Harris,
I know the answer to that.
But P. Harris probably has to be the most punk rock guy that we have.
Well, there's another call for people to be paid in be in a movie here in Portland. Mm. It's filming here. And the focus is on punks.
Yeah.
Local company Adam and the Backgrounds is looking for people to play punks in a movie called Out Come the Wolves.
I doubt they're looking for 46-year-old bald punks. So I think I'm out on
this. Well, you're not a punk. You already said it.
No.
You're out.
But I could play like
get out of here.
If you needed a hooligan,
no,
then
punk.
I'd be perfect for
you gotta
this.
You got to be punk, bro.
What about like a racist? What about like a if you needed like a like a thug.
You want to play a racist?
No, I'm saying I would look the part. Like if you needed someone for like a January 6th sort of thing.
What?
Or yeah, you needed something like that, I'm your guy. Maybe to kidnap a governor? I'm right there. But punk, I can't do punk.
Outcome the Wolves is described in a Hollywood Reporter story as a drama that's inspired by the 1995 album of the same name from punk rock band Rancid. Set against the East Bay punk music scene in the mid-90s, Wolves is a story of grit and dreams in a world of violence and desperation.
Well, I'm sure.
So you can be in that movie.
I'm sure it was a hell of a time, but that description sounds incredibly lame.
Yeah, it's pretty, it's just kind of generic, isn't it?
Yeah, it does kind of feel that way. But there is a movie called Outcome the Wolves, but it's about a weekend of hunting turns into mayhem and a fight for survival when a pack of wolves attacks a man and the female best friend. So I think that's a different Outcome the Wolves.
Sounds hot.
I think I'd rather watch that one, to be honest with you, than a movie about Rancid.
So they're filming here in December. Anyone interested in being an extra is asked to go to the Adam and the Backgrounds website.
Okay.
Cast, they have a casting portal. You may have to upload some nudes, but don't worry.
Tasteful.
Tasteful.
That's the key. Can I just upload my tasteful nudes anyways and then pretend like what? I thought we were just...
Maybe they pick you.
Thought we were just casting. If you needed someone, like, I would play the guy that would be fighting the punks. From the, like, I would be the guy in the neighborhood that, like, beat someone with a garbage can for having purple hair. That'd be more along my role in said movie.
They're eating the pets.
Yes.
Let's see. Portland will light its tree, its Christmas tree soon.
Oh, I love the tree light.
Yeah, it's kind of weird this year because Thanksgiving is a little later.
I know.
So it's, I mean, December 1st is Monday.
I know. Let's get the tree up. Let's go.
Yeah, it's, we got to get going.
Oh, the weekend will happen and Christmas lights are going to be up. My tree's going to be lit.
Gotta get going.
I've been listening to Christmas music for like two straight days. I listened to Christopher Cross coming in today. He's got a Christmas album. It's dynamite. Just Cross doing Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas. I will, Chris.
Santa Claus will be flipping the switch on more than 9,500 colorful LED lights to brighten the 75-foot-tall Douglas fir down at Pioneer Courthouse Square this Friday.
Nice.
Starting at 5:30 p.m. Right. Tree lighting ceremony.
Get a little gathering out there. Maybe some hot cocoa.
Yeah. Maybe some Stanleys with some booze in them.
I would hope so. Get out,
you know,
there. Get out there and mix it up.
Get arrested for that while the homeless guy sits there and shoots fentanyl laughing at you with your cuffs on.
Dude, I will tell you that if I ever got busted for an open container in this city, the amount of rage.
Yeah.
You think my $300 jaywalking ticket broke me? There would be no end to my fury if that happened.
Yeah, I think that's justified.
Really? Here's my ticket?
There is a bazaar at the square.
I like a good bazaar.
Can we define a bazaar? What is a bazaar?
I think a bazaar, you're going to get various crafts and services around a central theme, this being a Christmas bazaar.
So the key with the bazaar, as opposed to, say, a market,
yes,
is a theme?
A theme, yes. Because the market, you can get by anything. But the bazaar is, I think, you're centered on one thing.
Okay.
I think we're doing that. We're having a Christmas bazaar. I think it's just, or you could say Christmas market if you wanted to. But,
Well, it just says the meaning of bazaar is a market consisting of rows of shops or stalls selling miscellaneous goods.
Oh. I always thought the bazaar was focused on one thing.
I think it's more the Middle Eastern name for a market.
Sure.
So.
But look, if you need to buy a sign that says, like, Merry Christmas, ho, 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 or, you know, you need some sort of cheesy...
What if it says Merry Christmas, you ho?
Yeah, something like that. There'll be like a Griswold family Christmas tree sign or whatever. If you're one of those people that need it to say Merry Christmas at your house, I think this is where you go.
Okay, well, that's Friday.
Maybe a nutcracker.
5:30. Coming up next, why? What'd we call Tina Kotek? What was her?
No Toll Tina.
No Toll.
No Toll Tina.
No Toll Tina.
Why our new fearless, well, she's not really new anymore, but our governor leader person, No Toll Tina, has called Oregon lawmakers in for a special session.
That's right. She's not messing around.
Yeah. That will be next on In the News. This is The Fan. Man, a lot going on. We're kind of out of time for the rest of In the News, but who cares, right?
We're compressed.
Yeah, really compressed. We had the Ducks game on. Big win for Dana Altman. All right, well, I won't tell you what touchdown Tina is doing until tomorrow.
Okay.
But
her special session.
Yeah, she's having a special session. I do want to ask if any one of you has watched St. Dennis Medical yet.
No.
Have you seen the ads?
And I refuse to watch it. How can you not have seen the ads for?
Yeah.
If you've
it's on NBC.
It's on NBC. Like, I believe that they are Tirico and Collinsworth are contractually obligated to mention that show every 9 seconds.
Yeah.
And it's on plays every break.
Well, it's supposed to be in Oregon.
Oh, is it?
Yeah. It's a mockumentary about a hospital in Oregon. It's kind of like Reno 911 meets Parks and Rec meets The Office.
Yeah, it just reminded me of a bad version of Scrubs.
Well, did you watch it?
No, but it just, when I've seen 17,000 previews of it, and it just has that feel of, you know, it's Scrubs, so, but the way they do it, like you said, the mockumentary is The Office in Parks and Rec.
Yeah, so they have like the arrogant surgeon and the jaded ER doctor and the smart ass nurses and the goofy Michael Scott type boss.
Yeah.
I have a raving review from my kid who watched it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and he said, you know, they're trying to be The Office, but The Office is like, to him, like the olden days.
Sure.
Because he's, you know, 25.
Back in the day.
And he's like, The Office was kind of edgy, you know, some of the jokes and stuff.
Yeah.
This is like a cleaned up, sanitized version of today's version of The Office.
Sure.
And it's just not, it's not.
Well, this is my problem that I have with anything that's on network TV.
Not that great.
Is I haven't watched a show that's on network TV in I don't know how long, because you have to play under constraints. So why would I watch that when I can watch something on FX or HBO or Showtime that actually can have edgy humor and doesn't have to be the cheesiest mass appeal? That's like, why would I watch Jay Leno when David Letterman is right over here? So no offense to St. Dennis, but I'm good here.
In the news, November 26, 2024, as always, sponsor. Brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. Let's get to the Hot 5 at 5. We will catch you up on all the things going on in sports, including some Blazers injuries. And we don't quite have the college football rankings yet, but we do have a lot of college basketball action that has taken place. So we'll get you caught up next on The Fan.